You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 904, and that was Marie Kimura, a piece called Canon Elastique, and that comes from a CD called Voyage Apollonian on Innova Recordings, music for a violin and Marie Kimura's own custom-designed bow motion sensor. Music recorded at Earcom in Paris in 2010. And Marie Kimura has recently accepted a professorship at the University of California at Irvine. A big congratulations to Marie Kimura. And we will continue with music from Paul Chihara, a Japanese-American composer. We'll hear his 1985 String Trio, which is included on the new Take the A-Train CD, music by Paul Chihara on Bridge Records. This is in three untitled movements, totaling to about 21 minutes. This is performed by the Gavin String Trio, recorded at the American Academy of Arts and Letters in New York City, May 31st, 2013. Paul Chihara, this is String Trio, running 21 minutes, and towards the second half of the hour, we'll hear music from Roger Reynolds, Jin-Hee Kim, and Jerry Hemingway, so all that coming up. Paul Chihara, String Trio, performed by the Gavin String Trio, music on Bridge Records.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 904, and you just heard music from Paul Chihara. That was called String Trio, music in three continuous movements, all untitled. That comes from the CD Take the A-Train on Bridge Records, just released in 2017. That was the Gavin Trio performing at the American Academy of Arts and Letters in 2013 for a 1985 composition from Paul Chihara. In that last movement, last 5 minutes or so of the string trio, he quotes from the C sharp minor string trio, string quartet by Beethoven. So you might have heard something a little familiar in there. If you've heard of movies such as Death Race 2000, Prince of the City, The Morning After, Crossing to Lancy, all those films Paul Chihara wrote scores for, and he's not strictly a soundtrack composer, as you can hear. He's got quite a bit of his own program music, and that was a string trio once again. Paul Chihara on Bridge Records. We'll hear next music from Roger Reynolds and a collaboration between Jin-hee Kim and Jerry Hemingway. From Roger Reynolds, we'll hear his piece for marimba called Autumn Island. Now that we're feeling a little autumn in the air this October, finally, we'll hear Autumn Island from the Paris Pieces, double CD released on Numa Records in 1996. This is a Stephen Schick from UC San Diego performing on marimba. And this is a 1986 composition from Roger Reynolds. We'll then hear from Jin-hee Kim and Jerry Hemingway and a piece called Wind Tales. This is from the Pulses CD on Oracle Records. This was released in 2010. Kamungos performed by Jin-hee Kim with a percussion by Jerry Hemingway, recorded just up the road from here in Shutesbury, Massachusetts, August 18th, 2009. And that'll be coming up in 13 minutes after this piece, Roger Reynolds, Autumn Island from Numa Records. My name is Max, and the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. For a complete playlist and other information, martiangardens.blog. And also, you can hear all 3 hours of Martian Gardens at Radio 4, that's Radio Numeral 4, radioforall.net.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 904, hour number one. We just heard Jin-Hee Kim and Jerry Hemingway. That was called Wind Tales from the Pulses CD on Oracle Records, released in 2010. Kamungo and Electric Kamungo by Jin-Hee Kim and percussion by Jerry Hemingway. Recorded in Shutesbury, Massachusetts in 2009. Before Jin-Hee Kim and Jerry Hemingway, we heard Roger Reynolds and Autumn Island from the Paris Pieces, music recorded at IRCAM in Paris. And that was from Numa Records, released in 1996. Music for marimba, Autumn Island, performed by Stephen Schick, recorded at Warren Studios, University of California, San Diego, in January of 1995. A 1986 composition, Roger Reynolds, Autumn Island. And we'll end the hour with Daniel Koppelman performing James Moberly's pieces Voices in Memoriam. And in this case, the memoriam is what he saw in October of 2001 as the memorial to the victims of 9/11. In the St. John the Divine Cathedral in New York City. That's what it's inspired by. It's music for piano and computer, performed by Daniel Koppelman on Daniel Koppelman's CD, DVD Escapement on Everglade Records, released in 2008. Daniel Koppelman performing James Moberly's Voices in Memoriam. Thank you.
Thank you.